Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
This is just going to be a chatting show, so I'll just start recording now.
Yeah, go ahead.
I went on to GTA Online, and I did like the main missions, or like the first couple main missions that they have you do. And like where Lamar sends you to like go pick up some drugs. First you do a race, and then he's like, "All right, man, go pick up these drugs." And then I ended up in a car with just a random other player. Like I don't know if that's supposed to happen or the other player was just like, "Oh, I'll get in the car with this guy."
Yeah.
So then we drive over there, and the drug deal goes down. And the guy carrying the drugs is, like, running down an alley. So the other guy, we'll call him Chuck. Chuck is in a firefight with the other guys, with the other gang members, while I take off down the alleyway chasing after the...
To get the guy,
yeah, because he's got the drugs or the money or whatever. And then he gets in a car, so I grab a car, and I start chasing after him. And I'm, like, pushing him off the road. I'm spinning him around. But he keeps, like right as I get out of the car to shoot at him, he takes off.
Mm.
So I'm driving along, and I'm chasing after him. And it's a good while. And then I'm, like, and then I'm thinking, whatever happened to the other guy? I totally just, like, left him to die. Because I'm not used to playing with other people in Grand Theft Auto environments.
No, I'm not sure you'd be.
So then all of a sudden a little bloop pops up on my radar. It's the other guy.
Oh shit, it's Chuck.
It's Chuck. He comes up in another car, and then together we stop the guy, get out of the car, and then shoot him a bunch of times.
Nice.
Pick up the package, hop back in the car, and then this time he drives to drop it off to Lamar. And then I never saw him again.
Have you done like some just free roam and
yeah, I went to rob a
convenience store,
and then kind of like what you said, you were in there robbing the convenience store, and then all of a sudden a guy just
some other jerk off comes in
and shot you. No, mine was slightly better. Some other jerk-off was driving his car around, smashing into shit, and then proceeded to smash into the gas station, so it blew up. His car flew into the store.
Oh, my God.
And hit me and killed me with a flying car and a fireball behind it.
Wow. So, that is a better story. I didn't die, but your story is better.
Yeah, I was pissed off that I died, but whatever.
Yeah, I put the guy that came in and interrupted me. I ended up putting him down, but he scared off the clerk, and I couldn't get the money.
Wait, you can't just take the money in that?
I don't think so.
Because
I don't know.
In the game, you can.
Really?
In the single player game.
You didn't just go behind the register and take it?
Yeah, because that's what I do when the guy pulls the gun on me, and he's like, "Hey, get the fuck out of my store!" And then he pulls out a shotgun, and he's like, "Fuck you!" And then I just shoot him.
I've never done that.
Yeah, whenever I go in, and I always point the gun right at his head and keep it trained on his head, because I'm always waiting to see if he pulls a gun on me.
After the first time that
happened, so then just single shot, boom, he's down. I go behind the counter, pick up his gun. And
right.
Then I take the money.
Well, I usually, when I'm robbing liquor stores or whatever, convenience stores, I usually use a shotgun. Because I figure if he tries to be tricky at all, I can still get him with a wide shot there.
Oh, see, I just keep it on the head. I just go for the headshot. Because I figure I'm standing 2 feet away from him. I can probably do it.
Good point.
I think I got this. Sometimes they give me a finger. They're just like, fuck you. And they flick the finger up and then I shoot him. Even though, like, he hasn't pulled a gun on me, he's just refusing to do it. Sometimes when they're just belligerent, I go around the counter and smash the butt of my gun into their face and knock them down. And then I just take the money. I think it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just do that and then you leave.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing, because when I went in there and that guy started fucking with me and we started a little firefight inside the convenience store, then someone called the cops. So, like, I had to leave. I didn't have time to, like, start figuring shit out. So I was like, fuck, I got to get out of here now.
Yeah. You know what really bummed me out about the convenience stores, the liquor stores? There's always a back room, like a back office.
Yeah.
And you can go in there and there's a safe. But if you try attaching a sticky bomb to the safe and then blowing it, nothing happens.
I know. I tried that too.
I feel like it should blow up and there should be some extra money in there for you.
You should, yeah, for your effort. I don't know why. It would have been so easy for them to program that.
Here was the other mission that I was thinking of that they should have in the game. It's a Trevor-only mission. I think it would be a good Strangers and Freaks thing, like an add-on later on.
Yeah.
Okay. So to recycle bottles and cans, it's 5 cents in Los Santos. But in Liberty City, it's 10 cents. So what you have to do is you have to steal a post office truck and load it up with cans. But first you gotta like go around and collect the cans, and like it's almost like a hidden package kind of thing. Or like you have to like jump people, like little old ladies, like running or going around the streets with cans. You have to jump them, steal their cans, and then you put them in a post office truck, and then you have to drive to Liberty City to get the 10 cents.
That would be pretty cool.
I would be so happy with that. That would make my day.
Little GTA Seinfeld crossover.
Yes.
That would be pretty sweet. For the online, I did a few missions. I did a couple of the team death matches.
I did a couple of those.
I did,
I sucked at those.
I did okay. Not great. I did a couple of, like, the,
Well, I think because I did it so early on, I didn't have the right guns.
Oh yeah, that's like you start out with crap.
Yeah, I had crappy guns, so.
I also got a car and hooked up, got my bought insurance and got my locator for it and souped it up. I driving a Mustang.
All right.
It's pretty sick.
I gotta do some more on that. I think I'm pretty close to finishing the single player game, so I think I might finish that and then dive into the online.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty close too, because I'm at the I'm working on setting up the Union Depository heist.
That's about where I am.
Which now, is like the big score.
Have you? I forget what the name of the town is. Did you go to Michael's grave yet?
Yes.
Okay.
And found what's his face?
Brad.
Brad. Spoiler.
Well, they mentioned that pretty early on, that Brad's in that grave.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It was probably maybe, say, halfway through, because the FIB guys mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, does Trevor know? Actually, it might have been earlier than halfway. You're right.
I think it was pretty... Once the FBI starts popping up, and, like, once Trevor announces himself to Michael, it's pretty out there.
Right.
Shit, I was going to say something. I can't remember what the fuck it was. Oh.
Multiplayer?
Well, no, not multiplayer. But I was going to say, speaking of... Oh, I think I tried to do a race, too.
And that I did a couple of those.
But that didn't go so well either. Apparently... I don't feel so bad, because I was looking at trying to figure out where some of those, like, spaceship parts are and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I haven't found anything.
Well, apparently, you can go on to the Rockstar Social Club website.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go to checklist, it tells you where you're at and, like, what stuff you're missing in the game. Yeah. And then there's a map, and if you, it'll show you everything that you found, and then you can click on not found, and it'll show you roughly where that stuff is.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I don't feel so bad about that.
Oh, okay, because I don't... Like, I have the scraps of the... I forget what it is. There's, like, 50 of them. It's, like, scraps of, like, a letter or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's that confession letter.
Yeah, so I've got, like, 3 of those. I don't have any spaceship pots. Something else that you gotta search for that I have, like, nothing of. I forget, but yeah. I'm really bad at doing the stunt jumps, too, which I was never bad at those in other GTA games, but not this one, apparently.
I don't know where the stunt jumps even are, to be honest. Like, I've done a couple of them, because I'll just kind of stumble across them.
Right, like, you're going down the road, and there's just all of a sudden this big jump-looking thing, and you're like, well, that's probably meant for me to fly off of.
Yeah. Although, I don't...
There's the...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's the ones at the airport, like, it looks like a road going up to the sky.
Yeah.
And you can go off those. But I always fuck those up, too, because I can never land my car after it goes straight up.
I don't think you have to do that... I don't think you have to do that with, in order to get...
The credit?
The 100%. Or maybe you have to do some of them.
I don't know.
I was reading about it. Like, to get 100%, you don't... Some things you have to do all of, but some of them, they're just like, you don't have to do all these.
That's kind of a change from previous GTAs, because you would do, like, you do the missions, the main missions, you do the side missions, and then there'd be all the shit you have to search for. And I remember, like, completing all the missions and shit, but still looking at my overall progress, and it's like, you know, 60%. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's so much left for me to find in this game. But I think you're right, because it's telling me now that I'm, like, 69% of the way done. And I'm sure there's some side stuff that I still need to do, but they couldn't be counting... You know, a lot of that searching stuff, a lot of the finding the little shits has to count for a lot less than it used to.
Yeah, now I just kind of want to go play GTA.
I know, that was the next thing I was going to say. I was like, man, I really want to play GTA.
So, election time is coming up right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of those times where it's a lot of, like, small little, like, county jobs are up for election and stuff like that, too.
Oh, yeah. Fucking school administrator or whatever, those stupid ones.
Here's what I enjoyed. A lot of signs around here are to elect... this guy as the coroner.
What?
Yep.
Coroner?
Yep.
That rules. Is it like county coroner?
Yeah. Kenneth A. Baca. Baca? One of the two.
Okay.
Has officially announced his candidacy for re-election to the office of Westmoreland County Coroner.
Holy shit.
He will be seeking his fourth What is going on over there? You're blowing up.
I know, these fucking people. I'm sorry, I'm fucking pissed right now.
You are so pissed.
I really am. I'm fucking pissed. These fucking people won't stop coming to the fucking house and ringing the fucking bell, so the dog's getting all jammed up, and people are fucking texting me, and I don't even want to fucking talk to them. These stupid cunts.
I shouldn't laugh, but it's mildly entertaining. I'm sorry.
No, I know.
you're just getting so worked up. I can't wait till you're like George's dad. Like you're at that age and you're just swearing. It's gonna be great. Because you're like George now, so just once you get to his dad's age, oh, it's gonna be amazing.
All right. Sorry, I had to get that out.
No, you're good.
All right.
So Ken will be seeking his fourth 4-year term, and succeeded his late father Leo Baccio, who held the office for 24 years. Okay, so wait a minute. If I'm reading this right, he succeeded his father, who held it for 24 years.
That means the father got elected 8 times?
Yeah.
No, 6.
No, yeah, 6 times. 6 times. He's looking for his fourth.
Yeah, so he's already been in the coroner for 12 years.
So, wow. But it's like a family business now.
Yeah, for like 40 years. That's crazy.
See, I don't understand. But here's... That blows my mind. But the other thing that blows my mind, besides the fact that this guy has a little bit of a Hitler stash going on...
Nice.
Is that coroner is an elected position.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Like,
shouldn't a coroner be someone appointed because they have a certain set of skills?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess he's probably elected based on his skills.
Yeah, but in theory, that means you could run for coroner.
I could run. I probably wouldn't win.
Yeah, but if you had the money to really get your name out there, and you might be able to get elected.
I would at least get some votes.
But yeah, but then what would you do? You don't know anything about that shit.
Well, yeah,
that's crazy. Like, I can't believe that is an electable position.
I mean, is he... Okay, hang on. Let me back up here, and let's...
Although, isn't that really just how government works? For people getting appointed positions that they have no business having?
Yeah. Well, that's true, but this seems... Here's the thing. There's a difference between just being, like, a politician and handling... you know, a wide range of things. Whereas, like, this seems like a very specific, scientific-based job.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you should be, you know, you go to school for this, you apply for this job, you get nominated by maybe the sheriff. I don't know. I feel like it should be, like, under the duties of the sheriff is to find a coroner.
Or the county court or the county has a government, doesn't it?
Yeah, I get. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it would be related to the county, the district court / sheriff's office or something. You know.
I'm trying to see if I can find a list of the of anybody running for this.
So you think there's other people maybe running against him?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering, is anybody running against this guy? I mean, at this point, do you even bother?
I don't know. I mean, who dare run against this guy and his father?
It's in his blood.
so to speak.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the last name? How do you spell it?
Bacha. And the thing is, I almost think that he has to be running against somebody because he's got little lawn signs up everywhere. But then again, I haven't seen another one that says, you know, so-and-so for coroner. So...
what? I just the thought of it. Someone running for coroner. Like, I mean,
Like, do you have debates about this stuff? Like, what platform do you run on?
Do you think party politics come into it at all?
I don't know.
Maybe not even like the national parties, but it's just like, you like this. You don't vote for him. He's a fucking socialist coroner.
He thinks organs should be harvested with it really quickly and then given to other people who need them. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, that scares the shit out of me. That's why I'm not an organ donor.
And then there's one. There's one other guy that always runs every year, but they think like he likes to fuck the dead bodies, so that's why he never gets elected. He gets like 3 votes every year.
What is he, the Ross Perot of the coroner election?
Well, yeah, but except he fucks dead bodies.
Yeah, rather than being basically a dead body.
Yeah. But yeah, what's the debate like? Like, I promise that in the next 4 years, you will have more dead bodies in this county than ever before. Well, that doesn't sound like a good promise.
Put myself to work.
He said it with such conviction that I you know, applauded, but now I'm totally rethinking this thing.
I don't know. The whole thing's just really weird to me.
It is really bizarre. Like, I don't understand how would you choose, though?
Well, I wonder, do you think there's, mudslinging and, like, negative campaigning? Be like, you know what? There was one body. He fucked it all up. He sent it off to be, you know, after the coroner, he told the people to cremate it, but it wasn't supposed to be cremated. Although I guess that would probably be up to the funeral home.
So in conclusion, he almost made a mistake, but it was really the funeral home. But still, vote for that guy. Vote for me.
It was actually the funeral home, so I guess really probably shouldn't want to use that funeral home.
I mean, really, should the coroner have checked up on it? I mean, come on, guys, right?
Yeah. What is he? He's just being ignorant to the issues.
Yeah, he just doesn't. You know what else I heard? I heard he doesn't like beets. Who doesn't like beets, huh?
I always find it weird when people like really like beets.
Beets are, I would say, fairly popular out here.
Really?
I would say so.
Beets are not very popular over here.
Well,
it's just like, it's such a throwaway thing, I feel like. It's not, and I don't even hate beets, I just don't give a shit about beets. I guess I'm like that with quite a few vegetables, though.
I mean, I don't like them, but I feel like that would be something that maybe in a coroner debate the guy would throw out and be like, this guy doesn't like beets.
Yeah, like when regular George Bush publicly stated how much he hated broccoli.
Yeah.
Yeah, the broccoli farmers were none too pleased with him. Yeah. It was like when Oprah was talking shit about beef.
Yeah.
Those cow ranchers were none too happy.
It'd be like when Anne Heche said she didn't like dick. No, it wouldn't be like that.
I was really, for a second there, I was like trying to, I'm like, all right, where's he going with that? Even Anne Heche said she didn't like dick.
You know, because she didn't. Although, wait, is she back to liking dick now?
I thought so. I don't know. When did she not like dick? I forget.
I don't know. Wasn't she with Ellen for a while?
Anne Heche? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
The couple started dating in 1997 and at one point said they would get a civil union if such became legal in Vermont. They broke up in August 2000, so they were together for 3 years.
Oh, okay. So what's she up to now, though? She back on the dick train?
Let's see. On September 1st, 2001, Heche married Coleman Coley, Fawn. Such a strange name. He's a cameraman. She met the previous year on DeGeneres' stand-up comedy tour. They have a son, Homer. LaFawn filed for divorce on February 2nd, 2007, after 5.5 years of marriage. In the papers, LaFawn requested primary custody of their son, claiming Heche was an unfit parent and exhibited bizarre and delusional behavior, for which she refuses to seek professional help. Heche countered by accusing LaFawn of resorting to lies with the court because she would not cave to his astronomical money demands. Let's see. She lost custody of their son on May 14, 2008, following the cancellation of her TV series Men in Trees, which I never knew was a TV series.
if the name doesn't grab you, obviously Anne Heche will.
Men in Trees lasted for 2 seasons.
On what?
It had 36 episodes on ABC.
Really? That's like a real network.
It is the American Broadcasting Channel. Let's see. Heche submitted to a financial declaration showing that she had a grand total of less than $35,000 in her bank accounts and could no longer afford to pay child support.
Wow.
Let's see. Their divorce was finalized in 2009. Let's see. They had to hire a parenting coordinator to manage their relationships with their son.
What a bunch of idiots.
Heche reportedly left her husband for Men in Trees co-star James Tupper. The couple moved in together in August 2007. On December 5th, 2008, it was confirmed by Heche's representative that the actress was pregnant with Tupper's child, their son Atlas, Heche Tupper. Kid's gonna get so beat up. Was born on March 7, 2009. This is the second child for Heche and the first for Tupper. So, yes, she's back on the dick train, and apparently she was only with Ellen for a couple years, and that was it.
Huh. Maybe it just, she tried out the lesbian thing, and it just didn't take.
Maybe she started dating Ellen, because she thought Ellen was a guy, and it went on too long, and then she was like, oh, you're one of those. All right, let's give this a try. We've gotten this far, so let's just
keep, you know, having lesbian sex.
She was like, I've come too far at this point, so.
That's interesting. I didn't realize. I guess, I'll be honest. I really haven't been paying attention to what Anne Heche has been up to, but I'm glad that we caught up.
She's on Men in Trees and then Hung. And then she's
Hung?
Hung. Hung is
it? I guess she really is back on the dick.
Hung is it's an HBO show about a guy with a big dick that becomes a male prostitute.
Really?
Yeah. He's like a gym teacher. It's Thomas Jane, the guy who was the Punisher.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's a gym teacher or something, and then he loses his job. And then somebody's like, hey, you should be a male prostitute. So then somehow he becomes a male prostitute.
And then he's got a big old dong.
Yeah, and then I don't know what happens after that.
Huh. I feel like if I had a really big dick, I would try to become some sort of porno actor before I became a male prostitute.
See, I feel like it would probably be better money to become, because I think he became like a high-class one.
Oh, okay.
So like if you could become like a high-class male prostitute, and you could get like a few $1,000s, like a night. Like, that'd be pretty good money.
Okay, see, you know what? Here's the problem. See, I immediately think of, from the frame of mind of Quincy, Massachusetts, So I'm thinking of prostitutes in Quincy. And I can only imagine how terribly disgusting the whole situation is.
Yeah.
But you're right. You know?
But, if you start catering to high-class women in Boston, that's pretty good.
You could probably make some cash.
Yeah.
It's true.
You'd probably do all right.
Yeah. Well, add that to my list of career opportunities.
Hang on, I can't remember the fucking guy's name. There's a movie coming. It's not a Woody Allen movie, but he's in it. Who's the guy? What's the name of the guy that was the Jesus in Big Lebowski? John Turturro.
Yeah, Turturro, yeah.
He is going to be in a movie called... Oh, I thought it was called something else. Fading Gigolo.
Okay.
And then he ends up becoming a male prostitute, and his pimp is Woody Allen.
What?
Yep.
That's great. That's so weird. What a strange casting.
The trailer actually didn't look that bad. Apparently, it already came out, but I think that's in the Toronto Film Festival.
Oh, the Toronto Film Festival.
Yes. It's in Toronto, but we talk like we're British.
Yes, Toronto. Well, they used to be owned by the Brits.
Isn't Toronto part of... No, wait. No, do they speak French in Toronto? No, that's...
No, Montreal.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. But I still feel like they wouldn't speak as Brits.
No, I'm sure they sound more similar to... I'm sure they sound just like us.
Except they say A a lot.
A, yeah, they'll add the A on that a little bit. They sound like hockey players.
Because all their teeth are knocked out.
Yeah, giving gum jobs.
Well, that's weird. Actually, right before we started recording, I was watching the news. A Penguins player had his tooth knocked loose. So while he's on the bench, he just pulled it out and then gave it to one of the trainers and kept playing.
Nice. That's awesome.
I was like, wow, I didn't know that still happened.
Yeah, once in a while. It wasn't like last year. It might have been like 2 years ago, but there was a guy on the Bruins, and I forget, he just got all sorts of fucked up. Like, I forget if he got into a fight or... I think he got hit really hard. His face went in the boards, and he skates over to the bench, and he like takes his glove off, spits into his hand, and it was like two teeth, and he just hands it to someone and keeps going.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty.
Yeah, it's quite the sport.
I don't think I could do that. If I ever got my teeth knocked out, I'd be like, holy shit. I just got my teeth knocked out.
You ever have dreams that your teeth have fallen out?
Yes.
Yeah. That's supposed to mean something. Or people say it means something.
I think it does. I mean, look at
that. That's a common thing that almost everyone has at some point. Dreams that their teeth are falling out. I hate those. I mean, they don't get them often, but
There was a period where I had that for a really, like, I had that recurring dream about my teeth falling out.
Really?
Let's see. Dreams of falling teeth are the most common dreams that Dream Moods receives. What is dreams? What's in your dream? Dream Moods. I guess this is the website I'm on. One theory is that dreams about your teeth reflect your anxieties about your appearance and how others perceive you. Thus, such dreams may stem from a fear of rejection, sexual impotence, or the consequences of getting old. To support this notion, dream research found that women in menopause report to have frequent dreams about teeth. This points to teeth dreams as being related to getting older and or feeling unattractive and less feminine. Maybe that's why we were having the dreams, because we felt less feminine.
Wow, I've got all those issues.
Another rationalization for these falling teeth dreams may be rooted in your fear of being embarrassed or making a fool of yourself in some situations. These are an over-exaggeration of your worries and anxieties. Another one, teeth symbolize power, and the loss of teeth in your dream may be from a sense of powerlessness. You may be experiencing feelings of inferiority and a lack of self-confidence in some situations or a relationship in your life. Let's see. Other perspectives. Let's see. A scriptural interpretation for bad or falling teeth indicates that you are putting your faith, trust, and beliefs in what man thinks rather than the word of God. The Bible says that God speaks once. I guess that means yay, twice in a dream, or a vision in order to hide pride from us, to keep us back from the pit, to open our ears spiritually, and to instruct and correct us. Many cultures, including the Hispanic and Greek cultures, believe that when you dream about loose, rotten, falling, or missing teeth, then it indicates that a family member or close friend is very sick or even near death. According to the Chinese, there is a saying that your teeth will fall out if you are telling lies. It has also been said that if you dream of your teeth falling out, then it symbolizes money. This is based on the old tooth fairy story. If you lose a teeth and leave it under the pillow, a tooth fairy would bring you money.
No, that's definitely not it.
Let's see. Thank you to Brooke, who emailed us with the biblical significance of teeth dreams, to Vanessa, who shared the Hispanic perspective, and to Elena, who shared the Greek perspective. Anna contributed her mother's story about teeth and money. I think Anna's mother is an idiot. I think for me it was the... sense of powerlessness and lack of self-confidence.
Yeah.
Because it was like right... I had them a bunch like right after I lost my job like 2 years ago now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like for like weeks on end, I would have at least one night where I woke up from a dream where my teeth were like falling.
I never get a much, but, you know, I mean, maybe, I mean, probably, it's probably only like once or twice a year, really, but yeah, I mean, you know, it does happen.
Yeah, well, I got them a bunch for that period. I haven't had one in a while. I probably will tonight, though.
Right. Oh, just because we're talking about it.
Yeah, just because we brought it up, but how did we get there, though? We got to the teeth dream from some kind of weird thing after coroners.
Coroners.
I think because I brought up Anne Heche, somehow that led us to teeth.
Something about her back on the dick train.
Then we went to Hung, John Turturro, Fading Gigolo.
And, male prostitutes.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to the dreams with the teeth, though. You brought that up, though, I think.
So we must have said something about teeth. Or dreams. No,
I got it. We were talking about prostitutes, this movie. I said it came out in Toronto. We were talking about how they talk in Toronto, and you said something about teeth, and we were talking about hockey, then we got to
hockey players, and then I said gum jobs, and then we started talking. Yeah, okay. Well,
the way we go from one thing to another is quite ridiculous.
Yeah. Wow.
That's almost impressive. Like, I would almost be impressed by that, but I'm almost kind of not.
Well, I'd probably be more impressed with it if it didn't happen with such
regularity.
Incredible frequency. Yeah.
There was something. Let's see if I can remember what this thing is called. Notary. Because there was another sign that I kept looking up. A Frotho Notary is another thing that's up for election out here.
Oh, nice.
It is a chief clerk in some courts of law.
Huh. So is that for, like, the county court?
I would assume so. But I guess it's just a fancy version of Bull from Night Court. Or no, not Bull.
No, I think Bull's the security guy.
Mac. It's a fancy Mac from Night Court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Good old Night Court.
There are so many jobs that just you just can easily get elected into.
How much work do you really think these people do?
I'm going to say very little. Like, okay, I don't understand how a notary runs for office. Again, like, I still don't get what platform you'd be running under. Although, hang on, he did have a slogan on his thing.
Oh, nice.
Not necessarily a slogan. Maybe slogan's a bad term. We missed some events, though, because on March 20th, we could have an evening with Ken Baca.
What would he talk about? Dead bodies?
I don't know. I imagine it's like an evening with Kevin Smith and he just tells a lot of dick jokes. And about that time he hung out with Prince and it pissed him off.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's at a banquet hall. Donation $50 per person. And then literally underneath it just says, email me and I will send you tickets.
I hope it goes right to him. He just doesn't have any assistant or anything. It's just
like Ken Baca at... Actually, it's...
At Gmail.
Actually, it is at comcast.net is the email address.
Awesome.
Let's see. On July 26th, we also could have gone for Baca for Corner annual golf outing.
Oh, shit. You don't golf.
No, I don't. Do you?
Yeah, but I also don't live in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, I went golfing once, but...
Damn.
Let's see. Oh, wait. We missed it. Sunday, October 13th, Ken Baca, Westmoreland County Coroner, Steeler Party.
Oh, yeah. The Stillers.
The Stillers, yeah. Here's his little blurb, though. Coping with loss of a loved one is very difficult. My goal is to ease the burdens associated with this unfortunate time and to expeditiously answer any questions surrounding your loved one's death. In conclusion, I will cut into them as quickly as possible.
I will remove their internal organs.
Yes.
I will slice them up the chest. It'd be great. I will use a circular saw to open their rib cage.
He takes them through the whole step. They're like, Ken Baca, local newspaper here. I got a question for you. How do you intend to help people really get through their family's deaths? And he's like, well, first I'm going to receive the body. If it's under suspicious circumstances, I'm going to go to the scene and investigate there, try and figure out time of death, lividity, you know, all those things that they say on, like, NCIS and all that shit. I'll look at that stuff. And then come back to the morgue. I'll probably be eating lunch because dead bodies always come at lunchtime. So I'll be eating my bologna sandwich. And then and then your loved one will just come busting through the doors. Also, the toe tag is right. Always got to double check that once. One time, I was looking at this guy, and then I unzipped it the rest of the way. Turns out, chick just really flesh chested. So you always got to check the toe tag. It was kind of, imagine my surprise when all of a sudden I'm going down there expecting a dick. Vagina pops up. It's kind of like when Anne Hage was dating Ellen. Same thing. So anyway.
She's looking for a dick. It wasn't.
At one point, I thought maybe it went back inside, just because like anti-rigor mortis. That's not really a thing. I just hoping
anti-rigor mortis.
That's not really a thing. I was just hoping because it freaked me out. Anyway, so then I cut him open. You know, I just really careful with the insides, but really I'm just like slicing and dicing, just ripping them out, putting them in that little scale, kind of like what they had for like the fruit at the market. Dropping in there, weigh everything, take a guess at what the cause of death was, throw everything back in, sew them up.
Take a guess.
You know, and if you have any questions, then you just call me, and I have one of my assistants, my intern, answer the question for you, and then, you know, I just go back to eat my bologna sandwich.
He definitely has an intern. Unlike us.
Oh, yeah. He definitely has an intern. I wonder what the intern has to do. Like, the intern probably has the really bad jobs.
I was going to say, like, he has to take all the organs and stuff, put them in the bucket and get rid of them or something. Like, he has to do all the gross shit.
Like, he's probably the guy that, like, when they, like, the coroner cuts him open and he does, like, all the cool stuff. Like, he'll, if he has to, like, he'll cut open the head and look at the brain. He'll look at the heart, the lungs, the liver. Like, look at all that stuff. And then when he gets down, like, maybe he'll look at the stomach and then, like, he's hitting the intestines and he's like, intern! And they just brings the intern to like check out the, like the poop and the intestines,
the ass
stuff.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, check all this stuff out.
I think it was something he ate. Could you please check on what he ate?
check the intestines.
Yeah.
You know, you know what? It says, girl, just make sure that it's not anti-rigor mortis sucking the penis back in for me too.
Please make sure that this is not Ellen.
Make sure that she's not dead, because let me tell you this, after a long day at the coroner's office, I could really use some Ellen. When she comes out and she's dancing,
that dancing, yeah,
highlight of my day. Did I ever tell you about the time that I got home? It was a long day, nobody died. I mean, there was an old lady in the morning, but natural causes, I just wrote it up. Didn't even open her up. I made the incisions and then just sewed them right back up. It was fine. Anyway. Yeah.
It was easier. Skin is like leather.
Yeah. So I just sewed it back up. You know, just hung out all day. I was on Pinterest on the computer. That site is amazing. Anyway. Got home, was watching Ellen. She came out dancing right in the middle. You know, like when she goes over, and she's like, oh, nope, not sitting down. She does a little more dancing. Right at that moment, phone rings. Somebody else died. Had to go back in. Missed Ellen's sitting down from her dance. Ruined my day. End up firing the intern the next day. So, you know, next time somebody dies, check the local listings. If Ellen's on, don't call me till later.
That'd be great.
If that's
his favorite show. That's just like what he lives for, is Ellen doing that stupid dance.
I feel like if you're a coroner, you have to, like, your release has to be some stupid show.
I would hope that you've got a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how do you live with yourself? Like, I don't even know how you do that and then, like, go home and have sex with your wife. Or maybe he just thinks about Anne Heche and immediately decides he doesn't want to have sex.
He thinks of Anne Heche, he's like, no, never mind, I'm good.
I'm all set.
He goes home and he's like, honey, what do you want to watch on TV tonight? And she's like, oh, it's one of your favorites. It's a Harrison Ford movie. 6 days, seven nights. Never mind, I'm good.
I'm going to bed. I'm going to go look at photos of dead bodies because I didn't see enough today.
And my dick just got anti-rigor mortis, so thank you for that.
Just suck back in.
Yeah.
Like a frightened turtle.
Do you want to fuck me? Because it's not working the other way around tonight. Six Days, Seven Nights is the one with Anne Heche and Harrison Ford, right?
Is it Anne Heche?
I always thought it was Anne Heche. I hope I'm right.
I don't think it is. I think it's
Nope. 6 days, seven nights. And is it Harrison Ford? Ford, yep.
Okay. I forgot who the chick was. It's not good. It's very bad, really.
I never saw it, but I reached back for an Anne Heche movie. And it was either that or Hung, which we had just talked about. So.
Oh, yeah, Hung.
Oh, and, right. And the Psycho remake, so.
Oh, the one with Vince Vaughn as Norman Bates?
Yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting one. Oh, she was in Volcano also.
Oh, with Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
That movie was goddamn terrible.
Yeah, it really was.
Dante's Peak was better. That was like the summer of the Volcano movies.
Yeah.
No, that's not to say that Dante's Peak was good, but it was better.
I guess. I mean, yeah.
I know.
I mean, look at it this way. It's kind of like you're comparing moldy apples to moldy oranges.
Wow, that's weird, because I was just going to make a comparison about fruit that had gone bad.
All right.
I was literally just going to say, yeah, no, it's kind of like past, like expired fruit, you know? It both sucks, but you prefer this fruit more than the other, something like that.
Wow.
That's kind of creepy.
A little bit.
So,
I'm in your mind.
I'm in your ass.
said the intern.
To the old lady's body.
See, maybe, you know what? I think the reason that I'm upset about coroners being an elected thing was that, do you remember in God in 60 Seconds, there's Sphinx, I'm trying to think of his last name, it's Jones is the guy that was, that's been in all the, I'm blanking on names tonight, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hang on.
We both are.
You know what? Let me just look it up. I'm just going to look it up. Vinny Jones.
Okay.
He's in all of, you know who I'm talking about, or?
I don't know. No, I don't.
Who? Guy Ritchie. He's in all the Guy Ritchie movies.
Guy Ritchie movies.
He's the super tall guy.
I'm sure I'd know him if I saw him.
He used to play soccer or football.
Oh, yeah.
It's called. I think he was. I think he was one of the enforcers or something.
Okay.
But
they
anyway,
have those.
Yeah. And he played the Juggernaut in the last X-Men: The Last Stand. I should say, not the last one.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but in Gone 60 Seconds, he works in like a coroner's office, and like he's rolling around a body, but he's like eating a sandwich like right off the chest of the guy, and then they're like, "Hey, Sphinx, the phone's for you," and he like picks up the sandwich from the guy's chest, takes a bite, and then puts it back down. I'm like, that's really gross. That is really gross.
You don't think Bakia does that?
No, I'm gonna say no. I think he eats a lot of bologna sandwiches.
Yeah.
But I don't think he does that.
Yeah.
And anything good. That I think anything that we imply that he might have said as a joke, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think that anything that we really said actually happened.
Yeah, I think he's a very nice guy.
Yeah, stand-up gentleman. He probably deserves that job.
I'm sure he's an excellent coroner. Like it seemed like he had he had an in with the coroner's office for quite some time. Knew what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
His dad probably trained him very well.
Yeah, he was dissecting pigeons very young.
Yeah, and you know, if I remember to vote, I might vote for him, but I will probably forget to vote. So.
Hey, you know what? If you don't vote, you can't be mad about who your coroner is.
So I can't be upset about that. The pro tono notary or the tax collector or any of the other jobs that I never have complained about before.
Yeah, if you do, and you vote for someone else, you can, you know, when something goes really wrong at the coroner's office, you can get a bumper sticker that says, "Don't blame me, I didn't vote for Bakia." You know, when something really tragic happens. Yeah, when it really affects the community at the coroner's office.
No, see, I'm not going to vote. The only time I would vote for a coroner is if they were like, "Listen, have you guys seen Quincy MD? That's what I want to be like as coroner. I'm going to go around. I'm going to go where I don't belong. I'm going to investigate the crimes, piss off all the cops, and I'm going to do it all with an Asian sidekick. What do you guys think?" We're like, you know what? Yeah, I'm down for that. Let's do that.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember.
Yeah, I have a feeling Bakia doesn't do that.
No, I was trying to remember what the fuck the Asian sidekick's name was.
Charlie.
I think it might have been, actually.
Was it really? I just said that because he said he was Asian.
let's see. Is the medical examiner the same thing as coroner?
A coroner is a medical examiner, but like I feel like the coroner is like the more official job, where the medical examiner, if like you're in a big city or something, you need like a whole bunch of medical examiners. Okay. And like they probably don't make like the final reports or anything, whereas the coroner kind of takes the lead on shit.
So you think like when you're watching like NCIS, like the X-Files or something with like the government coming into the like these and that end up coming into these little areas, like do you think Baca's the guy where they're just like, "Oh shit, another yokel coroner doesn't know what he's talking about"?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They're just always putting him down.
Yeah, even though he probably knows what he's talking about, they're like, "Oh man, this fucking yokel. We got to deal with this local red tape."
Yeah, I don't even know how this guy got elected.
Yeah. And then who elects a coroner? Anyway? Yeah.
How do they elect that guy? And then like there's some other yokel like standing in the background, and they're like, "Actually, he was running unopposed. His dad had done it for 24 years before that." They're like, "Well, fuck that guy."
Actually, a lot of people didn't realize that the father was dead. They thought they were still just voting for the father.
Yeah, they saw the last. Let's see. Hey, Quincy's faithful lab assistant was named Sam. It was Sam Fujiyama.
Oh, Japanese.
Yeah, I guess so. He was played by Robert Ito, who was for many years a dancer with the National Ballet of Canada.
Was he related to Judge Ito?
It does not say. But he is still alive in 82 and living in Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
So good for him.
Yeah, good for you.
Oh, he's done a lot of cartoon voices, too. Let me read you some
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Let's see. No, I don't think so. Let me.
He played Charizard.
No, he's been in it for some really good ones though. Captain America and the Planeteers, Animaniacs, Batman the Animated Series, Jackie Chan Adventures, Superman the Animated Series, Where on Earth is Carmen Sandiego? Justice League, Darkwing Duck, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, Iron Man, The Karate Kid, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, nice.
Rambo and the Forces of Freedom.
Oh, boy.
The Amazing Chan and the Chan Clan. Tailspin. Chuck Norris Karate Commandos.
He's done a lot of good stuff, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Marries Johnny Quest and Gargoyles, so yeah.
Oh, Gargoyles, yeah. Wow, really pulling that out of the archives.
Yeah. Wait, you're gonna say Gargoyles is pulling out of the archives instead of Chuck Norris Karate Commandos, Rambo and the Forces of Freedom, and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures.
Yeah, but those are more on the forefront of my mind. Gargoyles, I really don't think about.
Wait a minute, hang on. I clicked on Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. The first season, Keanu Reeves, Alex Winter, and George Carlin all reprised their roles.
Yeah.
I'd never realized that. I just always assumed that somebody else had taken over doing the voices.
Keanu Reeves makes sense, because he's a fucking idiot. But the rest of them, I figured they'd get someone else. Or you just figure they get all new people.
Yeah, well, Alex Winter makes sense, too.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
George Carlin is really the one I'm surprised at.
Yeah.
But then again, he was on Thomas.
But then again, George Carlin was also... Yeah, he was in Shining Time Station, so...
Yeah, so I guess that makes sense.
Was it Ringo Starr first, and then George Carlin took over? Or was it the other way? What a weird two people to be the fucking Mr. Conductor guy. George Carlin and Ringo Starr? Although I guess Ringo Starr actually makes more sense.
Yeah, Ringo Starr actually makes sense. George Carlin, you're like, well, that's kind of a weird...
For a children's TV show, yeah.
Yeah.
At least Ringo Starr is a little more kid-friendly.
Yeah, George Carlin is like, fuck that guy, fuck him in his ass.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he kept it under wraps, though. Although, I guess we probably didn't see the outtakes.
On Shiny Time Station?
Yeah, when he fucking probably slapped Schemer around and called him a fucking asshole.
Let's see. He's
talking about pulling shit out of the archives, my God.
Let's see. Narrated by... Ringo Starr was first.
Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, he was 84 to 86, and then it doesn't have a narrator after him until 91. And then 91 to 95 was Carlin. 98 to 2002 was Alec
Baldwin. Was who?
Alec Baldwin.
Really? What? Really?
Yeah. Hang on, are you ready for this? It's going to get weirder now. In the UK... In 2008, it was Pierce Brosnan.
No way.
Yeah.
That's weird. I didn't realize the show was still on.
I'm trying to see if I know any of these other guys. I don't know.
Did he play the Mr. Conductor character? Or was he just the narrator?
You know, it just says narrator in this part. Let me see.
I feel like we would have seen a picture of Baldwin dressed up as the conductor guy. So he might have just been the narrator, too.
It just says he was the narrator. Still, that's pretty weird.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's definitely weird.
Maybe they stopped doing the conductor part after Carlin.
This has been But You're Wrong. I am Greg DiNicolo.
I'm Keith Bodella.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Remember to tune in every Wednesday and Saturday. And remember... No regrets, and if you're dreaming about your teeth falling out, it's because you're not giving enough blowjobs.